This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The Colorado Rockies have reversed their prior statements and say the team mistook their mascot's name for a racial slur during Sunday's game against the Miami Marlins. CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports.
Outrage filled social media feeds Monday morning when the Rockies said a fan directed a racial slur at an opposing player. But a few hours later, the Rockies walked back their statement after reviewing footage from the game, clarifying the fan was just calling out to their mascot, whose name is Dinger, in hopes of getting a photo with his grandchildren. They added that fans actually found to be using derogatory language at Coors Field will be ejected. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
It's another day of low visibility and gray skies as air quality remains poor across the state. Health officials say there's an unhealthy amount of ozone and fine particulates in the air due to smoke blowing in from wildfires in western states. The National Weather Service says tomorrow's weather will look similar, but the smoke should begin to move out of Colorado by Wednesday. That poor air quality in Denver forced the Broncos to move a public practice inside yesterday. Instead of practicing outside at Empower Field at Mile High, like they were scheduled to, the team ran drills indoors at its facility in Inglewood to protect players' health. The Broncos have three more public practices scheduled for next week. The team's first preseason game of the year is in Minnesota this Saturday afternoon against the Vikings. This is CPR News and KRCC.